So too, Biden pushes assault weapons ban in response to pistol attack. By A.W.R. Hawkins on February 7, 2023. During Tuesday's State of the Union address, President Joe Biden pushed an assault weapons ban in response to a January 21, 2023, pistol attack. Biden pivoted toward the push for an assault weapons ban by talking about the gun control he signed on June 25, 2022. It was the gun control package that Senator John Cornyn, R., worked with Democrats to fashion. During the So Too, Biden described the gun control package as the most sweeping gun safety law in three decades, explaining that it includes things that the majority of responsible gun owners already support, like enhanced background checks for 18 to 21-year-olds and red flag laws, keeping guns out of the hands of people who are a danger to themselves and others. He then pushed for more gun control, pointing to the January 21, 2023, Monterey Park mass shooting in which the suspect used a pistol to kill 11 innocents. Biden referenced Brandon Tsai, the civilian who eventually disarmed the Monterey Park attacker, then said, "Tsai saved lives. It's time we do the same." He then said, "Ban assault weapons now. Ban them now, once and for all. I led the fight to do that in 1994. Ironically, California has an assault weapons ban, but it did not prevent the Monterey Park shooting from taking place. Breitbart News noted that Biden's White House pushed an assault weapons ban in response to the November 13, 2022, handgun attack that killed three on the University of Virginia campus. On October 16, 2022, Breitbart News reported that Biden pushed an assault weapons ban in response to a Raleigh, North Carolina, attack in which a suspect allegedly armed with a shotgun killed five people. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer/curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio and a Turning Point USA ambassador. A.W.R. Hawkins holds a Ph.D. in military history, with a focus on the Vietnam War, Brown Water Navy, U.S. Navy since inception, the Civil War, and early modern Europe. Follow him on Instagram, at @r_Hawkins. You can sign up to get Downrange at Breitbart.com/downrange. Reach him directly at @r_Hawkins@Breitbart.com.